You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Good morning to everybody joining us on this morning. I want to thank everybody that have joined us on this morning, spending a small segment of your time. Those that have joined us on Zoom, I want to thank y'all and welcome y'all into this place. I want to thank y'all from the different streaming platforms that we're on. I want to welcome everybody into this place as well, and especially to those that are listening to us by audio with We Talk Radio, with We Talk Radio. So I just want to thank everybody for joining us on this morning. I want to thank all of y'all for joining us on Zoom, as well as on the different streaming platforms that we're on, and all of those that are joining us on We Talk Radio as well. I want to thank everybody for spending this time with us on this morning. So thank y'all for joining us. And I am Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn here with the Spirit of Inspiring Love Church, wanting to welcome you into this place, into this moment with us here, just to spend a small segment of your time on your beautiful Sunday morning with us. And I pray that today's message is going to be enlightening to you as we're starting a new dynamic series. If you've seen us online here, we've been talking about that. We're going to be talking about something that we all need. At times, we all need this thing. At times, we all need this. We need this from God. And we're going to talk about this and what it is and what we're going to do and how God is going to do it through us. So I want to thank everybody for joining us on this morning. And without further ado, I want to dive into the word, but I just want to say, I saw something wonderful on this past week. I'm just going to give you a little heart talk this morning. I wasn't going to say anything about it, but I do want to talk about it this morning here. It was a wonderful thing looking at the homegoing of Joyce Rogers here, and just to be able to see the clergy of the National Kojic, the National Church of God in Christ clergy, teaming up with the dynamic ministry of the Potter's House as well. It was a wonderful thing to see both churches unite, coming together, and we need more of that. We need more of that. And again, if you remember our message from last week, we talked about loving without limits, tearing down the walls, tearing down different things that can create divisiveness at times, okay, at times. And we just want to just not have any walls when it comes to doing the work of God and coming together on earth as it is in heaven. It's already like this in heaven, okay? There's not a black side in heaven, not a white side in heaven, okay? There's not a Baptist or a Kojic or anything like that. We come together, we're one. And if we work on loving without limits and tearing down walls right now, we can be prepared for on earth as it already is in heaven. So when I saw that on this week, it was a real blessing to me, and I'm sure it was a blessing to all of you. The giant slayer, Joyce Rogers, is resting in heaven, and we thank God for the legacy that she left all of us. So without further ado, I just wanted to share that on this morning here. And when we see things, we want to flood those good things so that they can override some of the negative things, the bad things and all that. Whenever God can be ignited, whenever God can be uplifted, it is up to us as the people of God to make sure we promote that, promote whatever God is doing in this season. So let's dive into the meat and the potatoes, because we've got a wonderful dynamic word on today, and we're starting a wonderful new series here. And I was just want to give you a little bit. We're going to make a good introduction into this, and we're going to be on this for a while, because this is something that we all need. This is something that we all run into. This is something that we all have to have. So we're going to be talking about the power of strength. We're going to be talking about the power of strength. And if you've been following our ministry, okay, you know that we have a theme this year. Our theme 2021 is the power within. Okay, because in Ephesians 3:20, okay, the Apostle Paul is telling the church of Ephesus, that now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, okay, more, and depending on the version that you're looking at, I like the immeasurably more that we can ask or even imagine, according to the power that works within us. Okay, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Just think about that. You can't even think You don't even have the mental capacity to think of all the great things that God can do. So what we want to understand is that he does it through us because he gives us the power to get it done. Okay, so I want to make sure that we understand that, because the power of God works in all of us. The power of God works in all of us, because when God works, he works through available people. When God works, when he's going to bless anything that he is going to do, he is looking for available people, because everything, and I want y'all to hear me, everything, and the slide is up here. If you're looking at our streaming platforms, I want y'all to really be able to hone in on the word. And we're going to give you these nuggets and give you these tokens here to be able to follow what we're doing. And I want you to see this. The slide is up right now. And I want you to see this. We Talk Radio, we've got slides up now. Zoom, we've got slides up now. And I want to encourage y'all to look at our streaming platforms, because it gives you the full benefit of everything that we're teaching you, equipping you. You can take pictures, you can take notes, you can do all of that. I believe in teaching the word of God, not hooping and giving you a good sermon and sending you on your way and we eat fried chicken dinners afterwards. I want to give you tools. That is my heart. That is what God has called me to do, to give his people tools to allow them to be equipped in everything that he needs them to do. That is my style. That is my calling. That is my platform. That is what he's given me to do. So we've got these slides up, and I want us to understand here that everything that God does, okay, he uses it through available people, and anything that he does in the earthly realm, that he does on this earth, he does it through available people. Okay, he does it through available people. Okay, and so what I want us to understand is just like this song that a lot of you have heard throughout the years. There's a song that we've had throughout the years here by the great Reverend Milton Brunson called "I'm Available to You." Okay, that song is called "I'm Available to You," and just a few of the lyrics from that beautiful song, a nice ballad type song. A lot of you've heard it. I would try to sing it, but my voice ain't right this morning. But the lyrics here, I just want to share with you a few of the, I see some of y'all chuckling out there, me trying to sing and my voice ain't right. I get it. Listen, just be patient with me. I'll sing one day. It won't be today, but I'll sing one day. But just a little bit of the lyrics about this song here. I just want you to know and understand. So the lyrics say, and you know, Lord, I'm available to you. As we're talking about being available to God, because everything he does it through available people. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say to. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say, my storage is empty and I'm available to you. How beautiful of a song that is, just to say, Lord, I'm available to you. My storage is empty. I want you to use me to show someone the way. I want you to use me to be used as a vessel. As we talk about, even on the streaming platforms, being used as empty vessels, okay? When you liking this page and sharing this page and putting things in the chat, you are being used, okay? Your storage is empty, so you're being used. God is pouring into you, and you're being used to help market God, to help market the word, to help be used as an empty vessel, and that's what he wants us to do. So I love that song because it's talking about what we are supposed to do. And I just wanted to share that with you here, because that is how God works, is through available people. So it is incumbent upon us to make sure that we are available to be used by God, to do the work of God, and to make sure that we're in that position. So remember now, unto him who is able to do, okay, doing is an action word. Okay, if he's going to do it, it's not a thing, it's not a thought, it's not a suggestion. It is what we do. We're doing the works of God, and doing requires action. Okay, doing requires action, and action, here's the deal. And this is where we're going. We're getting ready to line up this series here. And action requires energy. Okay, especially when it comes to doing the work of our Almighty God. It requires energy. It requires work. It requires action. Okay. And I want us to know this. I'm going to put another slide up here. I want y'all to hear this here. Now the key, okay. The key is to always place ourselves in position of submission. Okay. As we're talking about being available for God, to put ourselves in a position of submission so that we can understand what it is that God needs for us to do. You'll hear me say all the time, and we'll have it during this message, We have to place ourselves in position of submission so that we can know what it is that God needs for us to do, to understand it and to hone in on it, on what he wants us to do. Now, this is what Matthew 6 and 33 tells us that what we want to do. The first thing that we want to do is we want to seek ye first the kingdom of God. When we're seeking the kingdom of God, not the news, not our hot coffee, not bacon and eggs and all these other things. When we seek ye first the kingdom of God, what I'm doing is I am seeking for what God needs for me to do. I am seeking for what God needs for me to do. And that's the entire purpose and principle of Christianity. That's what this thing is all about. This is why we live the life that we live. This is why we read the Bible and we go to church and we listen to the word so that we can understand what it is that God needs for us to do. That is the purpose of the Christ life. Now, I'm going to put another slide up here as we get ready to lay the foundation of this series, because here's what I want us to know. It's not enough for us to just believe in him or to know who he is. Okay, it's not enough for just to believe in Christ. What do you mean by that? It's not enough for us to just believe. It's not enough. And it's not enough for us to just know who he is, because we also have to do the work God has for us to do. Work has to be done. Work has to be done. I want you to hear me, ladies and gentlemen. Work has to be done. But here's the thing. The reality is, sometimes it's not that we're not available to do the work of God. Sometimes it's just that we're tired. Okay? We're burned out at times. Okay? We're drained. Right? We're drained. Anybody know what I'm talking about here? You know, we literally have nothing left in our tanks to give God. Sometimes it's that way. Okay? I would if I could, but I'm just not mentally there. I'm just not physically there. I'm drained and I'm gassed. I'm running on empty. I'm running on E. And I just don't have the energy to get the work that he needs for me to get done. I'm just out of it. I'm out of my energy. I'm burned out. And that's where we find ourselves sometimes. We find ourselves in this position sometimes. And if this sounds like you, I want you to understand you're not alone. We all go through these pitfalls of being tired. We go through this. We experience this and we're literally just sometimes in life, we're pulled into every direction. They need us over here. The job is requiring me to do this over there. I've got so much going on to where I'm just literally I'm pulled, I'm yanked, I'm toiled, I'm beat down. I don't have anything left. There's just so much going on right now. I have the intentions, but I just don't have the extensions. I have the intentions to do it. I just don't have the extension, the ability to get it done physically or mentally. And when God needs for us to do something, we just don't have the energy to get it done. Sometimes we cloud our minds with so many things. We cloud our minds with so much stuff, and our minds can get tired because we're listening to all these things over here. We've got all these YouTube videos and other things and whatever's consuming our mind. When something consumes you, it eats up a lot of energy. And we have to be calculated and decisive on what we decide to put our energy towards. Because when we're burned out and we've got nothing left for God, that's a problem. And that's why we're having this series. Because sometimes in life, between my job, my kids, and everybody pulling on me, I just don't have anything left to give God. Does that sound like anybody? Is that knocking on the door of somebody's life right now? Does it sound like you? Okay, because when God needs for us to do something, we've got nothing left in the tank. But I want you to know something. You're not alone, because me, myself, I personally experience that oftentimes. And I know that if I go through it and if I experience it, I know that this is something that God needs for everybody to know, because we all go through this. Okay, we all go through ups and downs. We all go through being burned out. We all go through that. But we're going to talk about that during this series here. We're going to talk about that during this series here because what I want us to understand, it's an uphill battle, okay, to try and give as much as you can, okay, And sometimes you just don't have the energy to get it done because of the pulling and the tugging and the moving and the shaking and so much that goes on. We're toiled, we're beat down. And I understand that. We're tapped out. Can't have it. Can't handle it anymore. I've given it all that I've got. I just can't move forward. I feel like I go back to when I think about just being burned out and having an empty tank sometimes. I think about the great Michael Jordan in that flu game. Okay, in the flu game back in, I believe it was 96, 97, 98, one of those years. And he was literally carried off the court because he had nothing left. He was battling flu. Some say food poison. Okay, there's speculation, whatever it is. But just remember, that man poured all he had on the court and he had nothing left. But he left it all on the court. He did everything that he needed to do. But I just have that image in my mind of just being carried out by two of your teammates. Just being gassed and having nothing else left. Sometimes that's how we are in life. We've given all that we've got. We've done everything we can do. And we literally have to be carried off by somebody else's strength, somebody else's energy. Because we've given our energy to other things. And then when God needs for us to do something, we're not there. We just don't have the energy or the capacity to get it done. But if this sounds like you, I want you to understand that God is going to speak life into this situation that you're experiencing. God is going to speak life into this situation because what I want us to know and understand, the good news is, ladies and gentlemen, that God has this special series for us. We're going to spend the month of June talking about this. God is going to spend the next few weeks, okay, to help us to get past being burned out and physically tired and out of energy and just nothing left to give him. Because if he's going to do, and he is, if he's going to do a new thing in our lives, if he's going to do a new thing in this season, he needs for his people to be available and strengthened to do his work. Okay? So over the next few weeks, this is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the power of strength. We're going to be talking about the power of strength. And what is strength? We're going to talk about that. Okay. Why do we need strength? Where does strength come from? You know, where do I get this? Where do I get this energy? How do I tap into this source when I'm just burned out and I've got nothing left? So that's what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about the power of strength during this series. And today we're going to start with part one of the power of strength, and it is called Ready Position. So today we're getting ready to dive into it. I just wanted to make that soft introduction as to what we're talking about, because in all of our getting, I want us to get understanding and to make sure we understand where we're going. So join us for today as we get ready to go into our opening prayer. We're going to be talking about the power of strength, part one, ready position. The power of strength, part one, in ready position. Let us go into a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this message, Lord. We thank you for where you're leading us. We thank you for where you're guiding us, Father God. Lord, I just want to speak, Lord, into the spirits of your people, that you renew our minds. Give us the capacity to receive this word. I know we've had long weeks and some of us are tired, Lord, but use this as a strength building moment, Lord, for your people, Lord Jesus. I ask that you just cancel out any distractions, Lord, any thoughts, anything that's coming into the minds and the hearts and the spirits of your people, Lord, that you just use us, Lord, open our hearts and open our minds, Lord Jesus, and just give us, Lord Jesus, the capacity, empty our tanks so that you can pour in your spirit. Empty our tanks, Heavenly Father, so that you can pour in your spirit. Give us focus, give us diligence, give us determination, Lord. And give us the discipline to do what you need for us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you the thanks, the honor, and all the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Again, I want to thank all of y'all for joining us on this morning and all the different streaming platforms. To those that have joined us in the Zoom room and those that are listening to us on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord station. So we're going to talk about the power of strength. And so what I want to do on this morning is when you think about strength from a biblical standpoint, when I think about strength from a biblical standpoint, I go to a few people that just really represent strength to me. I think about Jesus and during the crucifixion and how his body is beat down and brutally beaten, and he's having the strength to carry that cross, that cross that his body was going to hang on, the strength that it took to carry that cross. He got some help along the way, but just think about that, the strength to carry that cross after being broken down and beaten and just, you know, just think about that. Think of that strength. I think about David and Goliath, the young shepherd boy who stepped to this nearly 9 foot tall giant with a slingshot and a rock. And all it took was just one lasso from the slingshot and one smooth rock to hit him right in between his eyes. The strength that it took for this young shepherd boy, inexperienced warrior, to step to one of the fiercest giants of the Philistine armies. I think about that strength. And then oftentimes I think about Mary, the mother of Jesus, and when the angel appeared to her to tell her to fear not, and what she was getting ready to encounter, what she was getting ready to do, to be a virgin, to give birth, not just any birth, but the birth of our Heavenly Father, the birth of the Lord Jesus, the strength that it took, first of all, to silence out all of the opinions and thoughts of other people and what they may have assumed and said, and all this, the strength to stay focused and to carry out that purpose and to carry out that plan that God needed for her to do, because she was in position to be used by God, and the strength that it took, the supernatural strength that it took to give birth to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then I think about this young deacon by the name of Stephen, when I think about strength and how he stood tall and he told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he told them the ugly truth of conviction. And he was carrying on the Christianity. Christianity was a new thing. And this was shortly after the crucifixion of Jesus. And he carried on and he began to tell them the truth and began to preach and proclaim the Christianity, preaching the gospel and telling them the truth, until it even led to him being sentenced to death by being stoned. By being stoned to death. The strength that it took to knowing that I can face death by what I'm doing right now, but I'm strong enough to do what God needs for me to do. And it was so miraculous that the Bible records that Jesus, who sat at the right hand of the Father, actually stood up as he witnessed the stoning of Stephen. And Stephen pouring out and saying, "Lord Jesus, I see you, and I'm coming home to be with you." It made Jesus, full of all glory and all power, stand up from his throne. Think about the strength, the supernatural strength that it took for Stephen to do that. So we've got a lot of great biblical examples when it comes to strength. And this is what I want us to know, that it is in God's will for us to have the strength to do what he needs for us to do. Because here's the deal. Okay. When God uses us to do his work, it takes strength to do his work. As we just talked about with the different examples that we had, it takes strength to do his work, because we cannot do the work of God if we do not have strength from God. We cannot do the work of God if we do not have strength from God. So let's talk about strength. Let's talk about strength. We've got the slide coming up right now. We're going to talk about strength here. And what I want us to know, Merriam-Webster is a great source, and it states that strength is the quality. Let that saturate. Strength is the quality of being strong. Strength is the power to resist force. Strength is the capacity for exertion or endurance. It's the capacity for exertion or endurance. Think about that word, endurance. Now, there's an array of different versions and types of strength, but for the purposes of this message, the purposes of this series, we're going to be speaking in terms of mental and physical strength, because those versions of strength have a direct impact on your spirit. They have a direct impact on your spirit. Now, God understands that our minds and natural bodies, they can and they will get tired. But he wants us to understand where and how to gain the strength that we need in our lives. He wants us to understand this. In all of our getting, we want to get understanding. Sometimes we perish by the lack of knowledge. And knowledge is the key. Understanding is the key. And being able to apply the knowledge that you have is the key to moving in successful directions. Okay. So that's what we want to do here. Okay. Now, if you open your Bibles, we're going to go biblical now. Okay. If we're not going biblical, then that's a problem. We have to go biblical because it's the Bible that lays the foundation for equipping us with the tools that we need, okay, to be able to position ourselves to do the work that God needs for us to do. So if you will, and you know, we have our analogy of the Bible. Bible is like having two hands, right? We've got the left hand, which represents the Old Testament, which is Genesis through Malachi. And we've got the right hand, which represents the New Testament, which is Matthew through the book of Revelations. So for today, we're going to be hanging out in the Old Testament. And I want you to open your books. If you've seen online here, if you got some of the notes that we got, we're going to be talking about a very, very special prophet, an Old Testament prophet by the name of Isaiah. I mean, they call him the Eagle Eye Prophet. He was a guy that was just, I mean, he was such a special, special person here. And I want you to go into Isaiah chapter 40. Okay, chapter 40 in your Bibles. We're going to come from verses 28 through 31. Okay, verses 28 through 31. Isaiah, and if you see it, if you're looking on our streaming platforms right now, you see the scripture is up. And we're going to talk through this scripture. We're going to leave this scripture up for a while as we exegete into this word so that you can follow along with us here. If you don't have your Bibles, okay, you can follow along with us here as we break this down. And we're going to talk about what Isaiah has to say, what God had Isaiah to say about strength. Okay, now the Old Testament Isaiah, just a little bit about him. Okay, he lived about 700 years before Jesus. He lived about 700 years before Jesus, but he's known most for being the prophet, the Eagle Eye prophet, the prophet that prophesies the coming of the Messiah. He prophesies the coming of the Messiah. Okay, this was 700 years before Jesus, and he already had a prophetic vision and inclination about the coming of the Messiah, or the Messiah. Okay, and one thing the prophet Isaiah understood, okay, as he grew in his relationship with God, okay, was the importance of the power of strength. He understood the importance, Zoom, of the power of strength. Okay, because when you spend time with God, God begins to reveal things to you. Okay, he'll give you you'll tap into a supernatural line of communication with God where he'll start revealing things to you, the mysteries, those revelations. He'll start doing that. And one of those things is Isaiah grew in his relationship with God. He began to understand the power of strength. Okay, because if you didn't know that and didn't experience it, he would not be able to write as articulate as he did write about it. He had to live it, he had to know it, and then he was able to show it, okay? He had to live it, he had to know it, and then he was able to show it. So in Isaiah chapter 40, what I want us to understand here is that, you know, he understood the importance of strength as it relates to doing the work of God specifically. As it becomes related to doing the work of God specifically. And here's another note I want you to know before we get into this scripture here. Okay, we've got a slide getting ready to come up. And since we are made in the image of God, as you see on the screen, as we're made in the image of God, God has given us and equipped us with what we need to fulfill his purpose. Okay, he's given us the equipment. Everything we need to fulfill our purpose, okay? Because the Apostle Paul said it best in Philippians 4 and 19 when he said, my God, he took ownership. He took ownership into saying, my God, and my God shall supply all of your needs, okay? He knew that because of his relationship with God. The God that he serves, he says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So whatever need there is, God's got it in the supply room. Whatever need that you have, he's got it in the supply room. There's not a need that's not sitting in the inventory, the heavenly inventory of God that he cannot meet. He can pull it and send it down. He can pick from that inventory and send it down. This is what he means by my God shall supply all of our needs. So God is, in this case, God is what we want to understand. Okay. What God is he is El Shaddai, which means my supplier. El Shaddai, which means my supplier. That's who God is. So Isaiah knew this. He experienced this. And he knew that as I draw near to God, I get something here. I get something here called strength. And he wants us to understand that. So back to our scripture here. I just want to shine a little light on that. Give a little introduction and just a little shine, a little color on Isaiah and who he is. Okay. And what we're going to do is talking about our messages here. Our message here for the purposes of our message in this series is what I'm trying to say. Okay. As we're talking about the power of strength, go into Isaiah chapter 40. Going to Isaiah chapter 40, we're going to start with verse number 28. And we're going to read something here, what Isaiah is saying here. And I am coming from the New King James Version of the Bible. The New King James Version of the Bible, which reads, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. He neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. And those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But those," we're going to talk about that word, "but," y'all. "But those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." He is talking about the power of strength, the strength that comes from God. And what I want to do here is I want us to understand he is talking about the physical and the mental strength that we can have in life at times. But he wants us to understand that, you know, the strength of God, the strength from the God that we serve is a supernatural strength. And he's telling us as people, the young and the old, that we all get tired. We all get physically tired, mentally and physically. But there is a source that will give us strength by the name of God. He's our supplier, El Shaddai. And he will supply us with the strength that we need. Because here's a slide right here. Because when we are tired physically and tired mentally, it affects our ability to be used spiritually. When we're tired physically and when we're tired mentally, it affects our ability to be used spiritually. This is something that the great eagle-eyed prophet Isaiah, this is something that he understood. This is something that he understood very well, and he understands that we can even get tired. Here's the deal. I want you to hear this. We can even get tired in our walk with God as we're walking by faith and not by sight, as we're walking down our Christian journey, living this life. We can get tired. We can get burned out. But he wants us to understand something here. I want to tell you something here. As I shared with someone earlier this week here, a few days ago, the life that we live for God, what I want us to understand, is not a sprint. The life that we live, period, is not a sprint. Okay? It is yet a marathon. We have to pace ourselves. We have to pace ourselves, and we have to walk at a comfortable speed that allows us to be able to pace ourselves, because this thing is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So sometimes we get caught up into wanting to be too quick and wanting to be, you know, coming out of the breaks with just all this fire and all this desire and all of that. And sometimes what we have to understand is that we have to understand life is a marathon. We have to pace ourselves. And as I was explaining to this young man, the reality is that even though sometimes we do get weary, even regardless to what speed that we're traveling in life, we get tired. We get tired physically. We get tired mentally. We get tired, and it has a detrimental effect on our spirit. That's what happens to us sometimes. The prophet Isaiah understood this. He understood this very well. And what I want to do now is take what he said in verses 28 through 31 and break that down so that it can speak to us and import some strength into our lives. Because we need strength like never before. Coming out of COVID, a lot of us got tired. We got tired mentally. And when you're hearing about the death count and the new confirmed cases and all of these things, a lot of us experience being tired, being weary, being weak. When it's all surrounding you here, but God is saying, this is a new season now. You don't have to allow your mind to just get so tired. You don't have to allow your bodies to just get so tired, because we can often, if we place ourselves, and we're going to dive into this, in position of submission, we can tap into his supernatural strength. I want to go back to verse number 28 here in Isaiah chapter 40 here, and I want to break this down. And I want us to understand here, as he's starting to talk about that, he starts off with a couple of questions here. In verse number 28, as you see on the slide, as you see it right here in our streaming platforms, he's saying, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth? Here's the deal. He never faints, nor is he weary. Think about that. The everlasting God never faints. The everlasting God doesn't get weary. So what am I saying is that if God is everlasting, which we know he is, he's omnipresent, he's omnipotent, he's El Shaddai, he's Elohim, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he never gets tired. He's never too tired to give you what you need. He's never too tired to be there when you call on his name. There is a saying that we say that he may not come when I want him, but he's always on time. I want to correct that, because sometimes we have what we call church colloquialisms. And sometimes these colloquialisms, we have to be very careful of some of the things that we say because they're not biblical. Okay? It's not that God doesn't come when I want him to. God is always there, because his word says that he'll never leave us nor forsakes us. But what we have to understand is that sometimes there's a season to receive what it is that we need. Sometimes there's a season to receive what it is that we need. So it's not that he's not there and then all of a sudden just decides, okay, I'm going to just show up. That's not how God operates. And I want to correct that, because he's always there. There was a song that says he was there all the time, and it's not even was. He is there all the time. He is constantly there all the time. Remember, God is as faith is. God is everlasting. God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So it's not that he picks and chooses when he's going to show up. God is always there. And everything that you need is right there, because he has access to what he needs. God is available and he's always there for you. I just wanted to share that and correct that, because that's what we have to do. We perish by the lack of knowledge. And sometimes we use the power of the tongue to speak wrong things, things that are inaccurate, things that are not biblical. And we can speak death into a situation where we should be speaking life. This is what we want to do in this ministry. Is our goal is to be as biblically sound and biblically sufficient to equip you with what the word says, not what colloquialisms say, but what the word of God says, because we perish by the lack of knowledge. Okay. And the knowledge is what's going to take us to the next levels of our lives. So I want us to understand that. So what Isaiah is saying is the God in verse 28, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. So he's telling us about the strength of God, and he wants us to know that God is never tired. God is never tired. Then when we go into verse number 29, here's something else he says in the next verse here. He's telling us that he gives power to the weak. He gives power to the weak. Okay, the power within. This is why we're our theme for this year is the power within, because we have to understand the purpose of power. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. If you don't have the might, he increases your strength. If you don't have the power, he will give power to you, is what he's saying in verse number 29. Okay, so he's explaining God as, check this out, he's explaining God as our power source. And if I had a phone cord right here and a socket here, I'd charge it up and show you the power of my phone here that's being charged up right now, because that's what God will do for his people. He says right here in verse 29 that he gives power, okay, to the weak. And those that don't have might, he increases your strength. When your phone battery is running down and you charge it up to the power source, you're increasing the ability to be able to utilize your phone. That's called endurance. He's giving you that. Okay, this is what God does for us as we start burning out and getting tired. He increases that strength. We get connected to him as our spiritual power source, and he increases, supernaturally increases our strength. And this is what the power of God will do when we place ourselves in position of submission. So then in verse number 30, as we continue to move on here, verse number 30 here in Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 30, as we put it up on the screen here, he's saying right here in verse number 30 that even the youths shall faint and be weary. Talking about the young people that have all of this energy that can play all day long, go from slip and slides to what do they still have? I don't know if they still got tetherball nowadays, jungle gym, all the stuff that you got here. Just think about all the kids and all the energy that they have. He's saying right here, even the youths shall faint and be weary. Get tired. You can look at that as even spiritually saying is if you're young in Christ and you're living a Christ life, you do get tired. You can look at it physically and saying the youth, the young people do get tired as well. And what I want us to understand is that that's what he's saying here in verse number 30. But then in verse number 31, if you have your Bibles in verse number 31, here's a word that I want us to understand. In verse number 31, as we're talking about how we get impacted by being tired, as we're talking about not having strength and energy and how God will increase that, as we're talking about all these things, here's a key word that we've talked about often. I want you to write this word down. Take a photo of this word. Put this word in the chat. Do whatever you need to, because I really want to amplify this word. That word is but. Can somebody give us a but out there? Can somebody say but? When we get into verse number 31, there is a but. How many of us in our lives were going down the left side of our life, but then there was a but that transitioned you back to the right? You were going in a certain direction, but then there was a but. You got some bad news from your doctor's report, but then there was a but. You thought everything was falling to an end, and then there was a but. How about this word but? Can anybody just praise God for the but? Can anybody just thank God for the but? Because what he wants us to know in verse number 31, he says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. I was tired. I was weary. I was worn down. I was beat down to a pulp. I was having to be carried off the court. But then there was this word called but. I just wanted to thank God that there was a but. God doesn't leave us hanging because there is a but. God never leaves us nor forsakes us because there is a but. He says that, yep, we go through trials and tribulations, but there is a but. We go through the tunnels of darkness in our life, but there is a but. He says, but those who wait on the Lord, if you wait on God, shall renew their strength. Think about that. If you wait on the Lord, you shall renew your strength. There is something on the other side of waiting. Put that in the chat. There is something on the other side of waiting. If you can just hold on and not let go, there is a but on the other side of your waiting. If you can hold on and just don't let go in this due season, if you just don't get weary, you shall reap if you faint not. If you just hold on and don't let go, there is a but on the other side of your situation. And that's what he wants us to understand. There is something on the other side of waiting. There is something on the other side of waiting. And here's what it is. There is a commandment that's followed by this. There is a commandment that's followed by this. But there is a commandment, because he says, if you wait on God, what Isaiah is telling us, they shall. That is a commandment. Whenever you hear the word shall in the Bible, it is a commandment. It's not a thought. It's not a suggestion. It's not an if and a maybe or sometimes whatever. It is a commandment. They shall renew their strength. It is a commandment. They shall renew their strength. But before we talk about the renewal of the strength, and before we focus on having that strength renewed, I want us to understand what it means to wait. I want us to understand what it means to wait. So what we have is we've got another definition of the word wait that we're about to put up on our slide here, as you can see it right now. The word wait means it's used as an intransitive verb, and it means to be ready and available. It means to be ready and available. It's an intransitive verb, and it means to be ready and available. Think about that. To be ready and available. Let's go back to how we began this message here. How we began this message here earlier today, we talked about a song, Lord, I'm available to you. Lord, I'm available to you. Remember that song that we talked about? And then remember we talked about Matthew 6:33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God. To seek ye first the kingdom of God. Remember how we said we have to place ourselves in position of submission? We have to place ourselves in position of submission. Well, everything that we've mentioned up to this point here has to do with the word wait. Waiting on God. This is the importance of waiting. This is what he means. So waiting on God here, waiting on God means that we're in position to be used by God. As you see the slide up right here, waiting on God means that we are in position to be used by God. That's what that means. Waiting on him means that we're in position. Now, if we're tired and we're weary and we got all these things, and then where does the strength part come in? It comes from waiting. It comes from waiting. Because as we just mentioned here, the intransitive verb for waiting means to be ready and available. So what does that mean? If I'm tired, I'm beat down, I'm weak, I have nothing else. If you can place yourself in position of submission, you're placing yourself in ready position. If you can place yourself in position of submission, you will place yourself in ready position. Because here's the next point that I want to make. Because when God sees you in the ready position, like you're about to, say, run a race, or you're about to, you know, if you think of a power lifter, he's getting his hands on the actual power bar, getting ready to lift this weight. Or sometimes when you think race horses and things, and they're ready to come out like and hit the ground running, so forth and so on, right? When you place yourself in ready position, here's what God will do. Remember, Lord, I'm available to you. This is what he's asking us to say. This is what he's asking us to do. When you place yourself in ready position, he will supernaturally give you the strength to take on the next task that he has for you. That's what Isaiah means to wait. To wait on God. To be in ready position. Yes, I'm tired right now, but Lord, I'm going to wave my hand and just say, I'm ready. I know I don't have the mental and the physical and the strength to do this, but I'm in position. Use me, Lord. My tank is empty. My storage is empty. My vessel is empty. Just use me. Because I know that if you use me, there is going to come a supernatural strength that I can't explain. It's beyond what I can think or ask. I can't put words to it. I cannot articulate it. But if I'm just in position of submission and ready position available to you, I will receive the supernatural strength that I need to do your work. Because only what we do for Christ, not ourselves, only what we do for Christ, not our jobs, only what we do for Christ, not to the folks down the street, not to our children, not to our families, not to all these things that get to pulling and tugging and taking us and toiling on us, not those things. Only what we do for Christ will last. So it is incumbent upon us to make sure that we ask God to give us the strength and that he sees we are in ready position. Okay, so I'm going to read that one more time. When God sees you in the ready position, like you're about to run a race, okay, or in a position where you're ready to take off, he will supernaturally give you the strength to take on the task he needs for you to do. Again, I go back to oftentimes, you know, powerlifting. I love to watch powerlifters because the unique thing about powerlifters is they're not usually they're not usually the most cut up and buff and you know, with the shined up biceps and triceps and, you know, eight pack and all that stuff. You don't normally see them with that type of physique. They're usually big, brawly kind of guys that, you know, you kind of see, you know, eating steak and potatoes or whatever the case. You know, think of the bounty man on the paper towel cover and all that. You usually see powerlifters kind of with that type of physique. They don't have the most appealing body, but they have this unique supernatural strength because they will spend more time as they get ready to lift that weight. And those of you that are powerlifting and specialize in lifting weights, all that, y'all can back me up on this. They will spend a lot of time huffing and puffing and getting themselves together and really thinking about getting ready to lift up this weight, putting their hands on the barbells and getting their hands on the power bar and all of these things that they're doing. They're getting their feet right. They're getting their mind right. They're getting everything done. That is a process of being in ready position. Before they take on the task of lifting up that weight, they spend a lot of time of preparing themselves and getting their mind right, because one wrong thing can hurt a bicep. One wrong thing can pull a back muscle. One wrong thing can tear a ligament. One wrong thing. That's why God says you want to make sure that you're in ready position. And I am El Shaddai, the supplier. I will give you that strength. I will give you that mental preparedness. I will give you everything that you need to be able to take on this day, to be able to take on this task, to do what it is that I need for you to do, because you're available and you're in position. And now I'm going to place yourself in position. And right now you're waiting. And everybody's waiting on that power lifter to lift that bar. Can she do it? Can he do it? Can he do it? Can she do it? They're getting themselves together. And sometimes I think about how Karl Malone, the great Karl Malone, would get ready to shoot free throws. And he would kind of talk to himself and close his eyes and get ready. And he would go through this long, drawn out process just to shoot one free throw, because it was late in the game. It was late in the fourth quarter. He was tired. His body's been going on, and he had to get his mind together, get his thoughts together, get everything together. He would talk himself up. And I could just see Karl Malone right now just saying these things, talking himself up and all that. And then he would then shoot. And he had a pretty good high percentage free throw percentage. But he had to get that strength. He had to be in ready position. He had to get his mind prepared, his mind renewed. The same thing with the power lifter, getting themselves ready. This is what God needs for us to do, ladies and gentlemen. He needs for us to understand that he will give us the strength to do what it is that he needs for us to do. We just need to be available to him. Lord, I'm available to you. My storage is empty, but I'm available to you. Yes, I'm tired, but I know where my help comes from. I stretch forth my hands because I know where my help comes from. I look towards the hills because I know where my help comes from. I stretch my hand out to thee because there's no other help I know. And guess what? There's no other help I need. Because God has a need for every need that we can have. God has a need for every need that we can have. So what I want us to understand is while we're waiting on the next assignment and task from God, he wants us to make sure that we are in ready position. So here's the deal as I get ready to close here. So regardless to how tired you may be, that's physically, that's mentally, physically, okay? You just need to let God know that you are available. Can you just be in ready position? Can you just be ready to lift up that next task in life that he has for you? Can you just be in that ready position? I want to focus on the waiting on today and what waiting means. We know that God is going to renew our strength. We understand that. But what I want us to understand, the key here is the waiting. Because that's where we step into being in ready position. It's the waiting is what I want to focus on. So I want us to understand that, yes, we can say sometimes, Lord, I'm tired, but Lord, here I am. Lord, I'm weak, but Lord, here I am. Here I am, God. Here I am, God. Not that I'm just standing in the need of prayer, but I am available to work. Here I am, God. I'm here. I'm in ready position. I'm ready to be used. Yes, I'm tired. Yes, I'm weak. Yeah, a lot's going on right now. Yeah, these situations are getting the best of me right now. But I'm available to you. I'm in ready position. I'm ready to take off and do what you need me to. And I tell you right now that God will give you a burst of energy. He will give you a mental capacity. He will give you the supernatural help that you need to do the task that he's asking you to do. Because here's a note that I want us to understand. Here's a note that I want us to understand. It's not that God doesn't care that we get tired. It's not that he doesn't care that you get weak. Okay, as you see it up on the slide here, it's just that he wants to know that being tired and being weak will not move you out of ready position. It's like that tree planted by the rivers of water, you shall not move. God wants to know, despite of all the toils and despite of all the pulling and the shaking and all of that stuff, can you just be in ready position? Can you not let that get the best of you? Can you just say, Lord, I'm in ready position. I can't do this. I need you to do it through me. But I just want to let you know I'm waiting on you, God. I'm waiting on you to use me. I'm in ready position. I'm waiting on you to use me. And when he acknowledges that, when you show that and he acknowledges that, then that's when the waiting happens. That's when the renewing happens. That's when the renewing of the mind happens. That's when the renewing of the strength happens. So when we say, Lord, renew my mind and my strength, you're in position of submission because you're praying that to God. And he is going to do that because his word does not return unto him void. If he says that he will give you the desires of your heart and you're asking him, okay, to renew your mind and strength, then that's just what he's going to do because you're in ready position. That's what prayer is. That's what talking to God is. Okay, remember the power of prayer. All forms of the power of prayer, okay, are being in ready position. And this is how God will renew your mind and renew your strength. Okay, now here's what's happening. Here's what I want us to understand, okay? Here's what's happening. When you're waiting on God, he's preparing you for the task. He's preparing you for that task, whatever it is, whether it be just enough strength and energy to go smile at your next door neighbor or to say something positive to someone that may have hurt you in the past or to be able to just not let what somebody said about you bother you. All of that stuff takes strength, y'all. There's nothing too big and nothing too small for God to be able to acknowledge, and you need strength for everything that God is asking you to do. So sometimes we might say, no, I can't forgive this person. No, I can't go shake that person's hand or give them a fist bump in the, you know, post-COVID days, whatever we do now, or elbow, you know, all that stuff, right? Or no, I can't do all of this. And you're absolutely right. You cannot do it. You don't literally physically have the strength to do it. But when you put yourself in ready position, God will do it through you because he will give you that strength to get it done. He will give you the strength to get it done, whatever it needs. So as we die to self, to ourself, our personal thoughts, our personal behaviors, the toils and the wear and the tear that happens to us at times, and we focus on him and we're in ready position, we now transform who's sitting in the driver's seat, and now God's got that steering wheel and he will do it through you. He will mash that accelerator and it will give you the strength to get it done. It's being done through you, but remember, God doesn't do anything in this world without available people. So he will make sure he does it through you. Okay? So this is what I want us to understand. And literally what's happening during the time that you're waiting, I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. I'm in ready position. I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. Here's what he's doing. He's growing you in your faith. Remember that series we came out of a few weeks back called The Power of Faith? And if we're going to give faith something to do, do you know it takes strength to say, I'm not going to operate out of my five senses. I'm going to let faith do it through me. The power that the measure of faith that God has given me, I'm going to let the power of faith come into this situation because I realize that I'm strong enough to realize that my hands need to come off. I don't need to do it. See how all the messages continue to connect. See how all the messages continue to line up. See how all the messages are like leaving breadcrumbs and they're connecting like a chain. The power of tongue, the power of prayer, the power of God's community. Right. All of these messages that we've had from Saul to Paul, walking down your journey of the road to Damascus. And then you have the supernatural encounter and God is growing you in your life. And now he's giving you this measure of faith. And now you're walking by faith and not by sight. You're moving your five senses out of the way. And now you're realizing now that it takes strength to be able to operate in all of these things. Every message that we have is now starting to connect. And that's what we want to do to empower you in this ministry, to allow them to connect. So when you're waiting, another thing he's doing is he's increasing your level of tolerance. Because you're asking God for something big and he wants to do a big thing in your life. But he has to get you, remember our power lifter? He has to get you in ready position to be able to handle all the weight that's going to come along with that you're asking God for. You want to start that business? You need pain tolerance. Because customers are going to give you bad reviews. Customers are going to say things about you. It's going to be the ugly truth. There's competition out here, dog eat dog competition out here in the business world. Do you have the capacity to be lied on? Do you have the capacity to have somebody to say something false about your company? Do you have the capacity? I'm just trying to get you to understand the ugliness and behind some of these things that we ask God for. But he has to give us that tolerance and that strength to be able to lift up this business that we're asking him for. But it took a lot of preparation to get to there. Well, Lord, why can't I have it right now? Because you don't have tolerance. Lord, why can't my prayer right here be answered right now today? Because you're not ready for it. I'm having to charge you up and get you ready for what you're asking God for. I'm having to charge you up and get you ready because you don't know what you don't know. And you don't know those things that are going to come your way. And those boisterous winds can knock you out of position if you're not ready to receive what you're asking God for. So when you wait on God, he's going to give you that strength to not get tired. He's going to give you that strength to not get weary. He's going to give you that strength to be in position to do what it is that he needs for you to do. But God is such a loving God, he's not going to give it to you if you don't have the strength and the capacity and you're not ready to receive it. So don't get tired in the waiting. Waiting is a good sign. Waiting is a great thing. Waiting prepares you for what you're getting ready to do. Okay? So he's broadening your shoulders so that you'll be able to handle those toils, handle the winds, handle the resistance that you're going to face in that task. Okay, one more slide here. And here's the deal. Waiting on God, okay? Waiting on God is the act of having your strength renewed. Having that strength renewed. I'm tired. I'm weary. I've got all this stuff going on. And right now, I need strength to just move on with peace in my mind. Move on with peace in my body. I need to be able to have a great night of rest here. But I've been so tired. I've been so physically tired. Just wait on God to drop in that spiritual peace that you need. Just wait on him. Be in position. Let him recharge you. Read a scripture. Just find yourself in position of submission and watch God give you what you're asking him for. But be in ready position. Okay? Are you complaining? What are you doing while you're waiting? Are you complaining? What are we doing while we're waiting? Because the children of Israel waited for years and years to walk into the promised land. But somehow or another, they got tired of waiting. They got tired of manna falling from heaven and eating that. And they started complaining about not having meat. Okay. They started complaining and wanting false and idol gods. So they took their jewelries off and they melted their jewelries and they built these idol gods. And I don't want to follow a God that I don't see. I want to build my own idol. Well, you know what? That'll keep you in the wilderness for hundreds of years when it's really only 100 yards away. So the question is, what are you doing while you're waiting? Do you have the ungrateful Israelite mindset? Or are you understanding that I am in position of submission and I'm allowing God to renew my mind? I'm allowing God to get me ready for this next position. Okay? Because if you don't stretch your muscles before you exert them, you can strain them. But here's the deal. God loves you too much for that. Sometimes we have to go through some things because it's part of our schedule. Other times we need to just wait on God and he'll give it to us without us having to go through certain things. But the bottom line is to make sure you're in position of submission and in ready position. You're in position of submission and in ready position. I'm going to say that one more time. You're in position of submission, We Talk Radio. Okay? And in ready position. And here's my last slide before I close here. I want us to understand, he never gives us what we cannot bear until after he's prepared us for what we can bear. God never gives us what we cannot bear, what we cannot handle, until after he's prepared us for what we can handle. As you've heard me say before, God is a God of decency and in order. And sometimes we have to be ready to step into certain seasons of our life. We have to be ready for certain things that we're asking God for. He has to increase. He has to renew our strength. He has to renew our mind. And if you wait on God, you'll be in position of mounting up, okay, like an eagle. with wings as an eagle, right? You'll be in that position to mount up. And what does mount up means? That's in that start position. I'm in that ready position to take off. Okay? And you're going to walk and not get weary. You're not going to faint. You're going to have what you need because you made the decision to wait on God. So as I close on today, and I want to thank everybody for joining us on this message, spending this time with us on this morning. I want us to understand that God will renew your mind and he will renew your strength when he sees and knows that you are in ready position. It doesn't matter how tired you are, okay, or how far you may have drifted away in your life. If you can place yourself in ready position and say, Lord, here I am. I'm available to you. Okay. He will start to charge your faith battery. He will start to charge your mind. He'll start to charge your strength. He'll give you a renewing because we can't put new wine in the old wineskin. Okay. So if he's doing something new in this season, he's going to give you a fresh renewing, a fresh mind, a fresh level of strength to be able to do what he is that he needs for you to do during this new season. Okay? He wants that fresh energy from you so that he will be represented well in all that you do. He wants that fresh energy from you so that he will be represented well in all he's doing through you. He wants a renewing from you. Okay? And in this new season, he's going to be doing new things, but he needs his people to be equipped with the strength mentally and physically so that their spirit can be enlightened to do what it is that he needs for them to do, for all of us to do. So regardless to how tired you get, and we all get tired, regardless to how weak you get and how it might seem, we all get weak. We all get tired. We all go through this. Okay. None of us are exempt from it. Okay. God wants us to know that he is the power source to renew our mind, to renew our body, to renew our strength, and to place ourselves in ready position. All right. God will recharge your mind and your strength when you are in ready position, and he will recharge you and get you ready for the task. Amen. All right. Thank God for his word on today. Really thank God for his word on today. Okay. And what I want to understand is that sometimes we get tired. We get tired of living this word of God. We get tired of living in the word of God. We get tired of that sometimes. It's a physical thing sometimes, right? It happens, right? But what I want us to know, we can't get weary in well doing. We can't give up and just say, oh, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. No, we can't get weary in well doing. And for somebody out there, you got tired and you walked away from God. You got tired and you walked away from your purpose. You walked away from your calling. Here's an opportunity right now. You just heard that God will renew your mind. You just heard that he will renew your strength. You just heard that you might have been tired and he's going to give you a fresh recharge in your life. And I want to right now give you an opportunity to come back and get recharged. Come back and connect to the power source. Come back and connect to God so that he can give you that charge. Your battery is dead. Okay, your spiritual battery is dead and you need a recharge in your life like never before. And if that is you, I want to just right now, I just want to touch and agree with you by way of virtual or online or however you want to call it right now. All it takes is you to confess with your mouth. Heavenly Father, somebody out there, they got tired, they got weary and well doing, and they walked away from you. But Lord, your word on today convicted their spirit. It convicted their mind and they want to come back to you, but their battery is low, Lord. Operate in them to just be in position of submission and let them know that you will do the rest, Father God. You will do the rest, Father God. You will renew their mind. You will renew their strength, and they can have the strength and the energy and the mindset to do what you need for them to do, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for them coming back, Lord, and just reconnecting with you, Father God, as we need you, Lord, to help us to be effective in all that you need for us to be in this world on today, Lord. And for somebody out there that's listening to this prayer, I just want you to confess and say, Lord, I'm available to you. My storage is empty. Use me, Father God. And I believe that you died, that you rose on the third day with all the power, with all the glory. And I accept you in my life. You're my King of Kings. You're my Lord of Lords. And I'm ready to be available to you. If that is you, I want to congratulate you for accepting him as your Lord and your Savior. And if you have dedicated your life to Christ, email us, drop us a line, inbox me on Facebook, or send us an email to info.soilchurch@gmail.com. I just want to stay connected with you. I just want to kind of walk with you and just kind of, you know, take you under my wing here as we kind of walk through a plan of salvation to kind of get you saturated and to get you up and going where you need to. And if somebody is looking for a church home, we would love to have you at Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We're building this new ministry and we're growing, and God is doing some amazing things. He is really doing some amazing things through this ministry already. I mean, doors are opening that I wouldn't have ever imagined. Things are happening I wouldn't have ever imagined. And I just want to encourage you to reach out to us here. We'd love to have you. We'll give you some information here on how to become members of our church. But right now, it's giving time. It is giving time. This is the most important, one of the most important times of our ministry right now, because this church is a seed source. Okay, this is our seed source. Okay, this is a source here. Okay, this is our source here, and we want to be able to sow seeds into the source. We want to sow seeds into the source. This is a storage house, right? And we want to equip you with the word. And as you sow into this ministry, you're sowing on good ground. And we have a few ways to give here. You can give on Givelify. Okay, you can give on Givelify. Just look us up, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church, Arlington, Texas, right? You can give on Givelify, or you can reach out to us on Zelle. You can give to us on Zelle. And trust me, every seed that comes into this ministry, I reach out to you personally, as long as I have your contact information. I pray over every seed that comes into this house. And you can reach out to us. You can find us at info.soilchurch@gmail.com, info.soilchurch@gmail.com on Zelle. And just sow into this ministry. You know, whatever it is, it's not about the amount. This is what I want us to understand about giving. It's not about the amount. God says, blessed be the cheerful giver. If you're giving from the heart, it doesn't matter if it's a dollar. It doesn't matter if it's $2. It doesn't matter what it is, 50 cents. It doesn't matter. It's not about the amount. It's about the obedience. It's about saying, Lord, I was blessed by this word, and I just want to show you. I just want to take action and show you I am blessed by this word. Okay. And just whatever it is, God, just, even if you're starting small, he says not to despise a day of small beginnings. We all have to start somewhere. Okay. Yeah, I myself give tithes like nothing, but I didn't start off that way. I used to kind of go through roadblocks when it came to giving tithes. But when I got out of myself and just said, Lord, I'm going to work your word and do what your word says and do what it says in Malachi about bringing all you tithe into the storehouse. And the Bible says in the book of Malachi, God says, test me and see that I don't pour you out windows of heaven's blessing. God says to test him. He says, you don't think tithe work? Test me. You don't think tithe and work? Try me. You don't think it works? Try me. He says, I want you to try me. That's what he says about the tithe. But just be the cheerful giver if you can. You know, we'd love to do some things here in this ministry. We got some things that we're working on. There's a lot going on here. And it's going to take resources. Okay. The power of God's community. Okay. It's going to take resources. If this word was a blessing to you, show it by giving. Sow into this ministry. I can tell you right now, there are blessings. And I share with our team some blessings that have happened for me, happened for my wife, just things that coming in. I mean, even within my company, there are things from 5 years ago that are showing up that I didn't even expect. Just, oh, by the way, we forgot to send you this check from 5 years ago. Boom, just dropped right into our P.O. box, just like that, for our company. I'm telling y'all, God will give you back everything that the enemy stole from you when you give. Give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. We want some running over blessings, then we got to show God we're available. We got to show God that we're giving. We got to show God that we're obedient and that we're for his kingdom progressing. We are for his kingdom progressing. And we do that by giving our resources. Okay. Back in the day, they used to give their first fruits. Okay. We operate with a currency nowadays, right? So our first fruits are the money, the currency that we receive. Okay. We don't go sacrificing goats and doing these things like that and trading and giving fruit. No, we give money. That's our monetary purchasing agent that we have here, and we give money, and it takes resources. We want to get a building one day. I drive around here. I'm just going to share you my heart. I drive around and I see acres and saying, you know what? That can be our church. We can build this thing from the ground up. I can't do it without you. We have to be connected, being the community of God's community. Okay. The power of God's community. When we come together, put our resources together, we can do wonderful things. I'm going to be teaching some business courses here pretty soon. Those that want to start businesses here, you want to know how do I start? I'll be giving those. I'll be giving those courses. I'll be getting with you on that. We've got a lot of other things that we're going to do, some things in the educational space that we're going to be partnering up with. We've got some other charities and other things that we're going to be connected with. But listen, we need y'all to give. We need y'all to be a part of that because we want to be as effective as we can into God's kingdom. Okay. So give again, we're on Givelify. Look us up on the app Givelify and on Zelle, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Okay. We, in every seed that comes in, we pray over that seed and we thank God in advance for a hundredfold return. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for those that are given. We thank you for all that you're doing, Lord Jesus, for every seed that's coming into this storehouse. Lord, we thank you for the harvest that it is going to be, Lord. It doesn't matter about how much. It doesn't matter about what it is. This is going into the storehouse, not the pastor's pocket, the storehouse, not anything else, Lord, but it is going into your storehouse so we can be used for your purpose and your glory, Lord, so that we can go forth into this kingdom and do the work that you need for us to do, to have impacts on our community, Lord, for little classes and things that we want to do with financial literacy and starting businesses and doing so many wonderful things, Lord, to equip and empower your people, Lord. But it takes all of us to be a part of it, Lord Jesus. So that person right now that might be on the fence, Lord, forgiving, Lord, convict their heart. Help them to know and understand, Lord, that it's going to take us all to get here, Lord. And this word, Lord, being in ready position was such a blessing to them to show it in exchange, Lord, to show you that you appreciate the word that spoke life-changing into their hearts, Lord. Those that's got a mindset to give and don't have the means to give, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you help them to be in ready position, that they can then one day be in position to give like they want to give, Lord. And I just want to thank you in advance for all the cheerful givers that's given into this ministry, Lord Jesus, so that we can be in position to do your ultimate and mighty work. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. And Lord, as we close on today, I want to thank everybody that joined you on today, first of all, that tuned in today, Lord. Those that found you again, that found a renewing in their strength, Lord, to know that they're in ready position, Lord, they're available for you, Father God. I thank you for them. I thank you for this word. Thank you for all that you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. I just pray that you give us all your traveling grace as we travel to and from. Bring us back here, Lord, next week, same time. And just, Lord, just continue to keep us safe, protected, and in your care in the name of Jesus. We love you and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we all pray. Amen. All right, listen, thank all of y'all. Wonderful service on this morning. And I appreciate all of you, all that you do. And we'll see you next week, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And as we always say, don't meet me here, beat me there. God bless you and God keep you. And we'll see you next week.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.